1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. The latest news on sensitive documents comes from President Biden after a search of his two homes in Delaware.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
That's from his home in Wilmington. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the president says that review ended last night, but it's not clear when the papers were found.
The president wants the American public to know, because he keeps saying this, that he takes classified materials, classified information really seriously. And that is why he says that his team, his lawyers, alerted the Department of Justice right away. It also begs the question of why those materials ended up in his garage in the first place.
The earlier batch found at a Biden think tank back in November. CBS News has learned the Justice Department review has included interviews with multiple witnesses who may have knowledge of how the classified documents were handled. A day after resisting new GOP pressure to resign, New York Republican Congressman George Santos is pursued again.
Will you resign if the voters vote?
142 people asked for me to resign. I'll resign.
He later said he meant the 142,000 people who voted for him in November's election. Santos under fire for lying about his past. No repeat of yesterday's chaos today at the nation's airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the fallout.
The FAA confirms it appears a corrupted database file kicked off this latest aviation meltdown. There's a growing list of lawmakers on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle demanding answers.
In court today, the man suspected in the murders of four Idaho college students. CBS's Lily Luciano reports a preliminary hearing for Brian Koberger has been set for late June.
As court proceedings get underway, one piece of evidence that may connect him to the crime is a knife sheath found at the murder scene.
This is a strong case because of the knife sheath.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says if that link is proved in court,
the knife sheath places him physically in the house at some point in time.
Well, President Biden says inflation's heading in the right direction after the latest government report. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Falling gas prices are helping to ease inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says prices fell more than 9% in 1 month. Overall, prices for everything fell 0.1% between November and December.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up more than 200 points, and the NASDAQ is higher as well. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right, and when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Bow Wow Meow Boutique and the Southwood County Humane Society. Bow Wow Meow offers your furry friend made in the USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. You can shop with your dog or even your crazy cat lady friend. Your pet will say wow when you shop at locally owned Bow Wow Meow. 231 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Adopt then shop. Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Powers Bluff will be open this coming weekend, January 14th and 15th. The first session runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the second session is from 1 to 4 p.m. The cost is $12 a session, or $20 for the whole day. Powers Bluff staff recommends you get there a little before the session time starts to purchase your ticket. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point is previewing their AACT Fest submission, A Kid Like Jake, this weekend. Shows are on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Century Theater. This show is intended for a mature audience and may not be suitable for children. Viewer discretion is advised. A string art class will be offered twice on Friday, January 13th, at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. The first class runs from 10 to 12:30, and the second is from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the McMillan Makerspace. You can register on their website. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A few flurries possible at times this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 34, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times, tonight, lows around 20, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 27, tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
So live your life. You steady chasing that big car, just live your life.
For joining us today at the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And especially because the doctor is in. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here. And if this is your first time listening to this segment, this is the segment where Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is an executive coach and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, joins us to tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also helps us make easy, free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. But he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. And so we have a lot of fun in this segment. Welcome back. How's your week going, friend?
It's going great. It's so great to be here. I love that it happened on Thursday afternoon. It's such a little dangling carrot for me to just get to Thursday afternoon, and Kristen and Jane will say some funny things and make you feel good. It was a wild Monday through Wednesday, but today's been great with you two on my calendar. So looking forward to it.
Well, a little bit of a throwback, because last week we discussed forks and which direction forks go in. So I think we had an update for you.
Oh, the great dishwasher debate.
Jane, I got to tell you something. You can ask Kristen. I just out of the blue texted her a few days ago. Tell Jane, thank you. We now put forks up in the dishwasher in our house, and they are sparkling. They're gorgeous. So thank you very much. I love that, like, the advice on this list that we're going to go through from The Guardian, Kristen, specifically says, don't freak out about the dishwasher. And Jane and I took it the opposite direction and said, freak out about the dishwasher. It made us happier.
Or at least when it comes to forks. And of course, we were talking about the 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. This is a list that was published by The Guardian on January 1st. And so we said, oh, we'll just read 5 per day. 2 weeks in a row now, we have not done it while Greg is here on Wednesday. So we've had 10 to go through with Mike on Thursday. And so we figured we might as well catch up and do it again. And so we are going to start with number 31. Which is ask questions and listen to the answers. Which I think as someone who now is paid to interview people, it's good to listen to what the answer is to the question that you asked.
It's a tougher skill than people realize to actually listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people ask questions because they want to say their answer to it, right? I'm only asking you so that I can give you advice, but I think, like, we can learn a lot about our friends and loved ones by actually listening to their answers. And I mean, I don't know about you all, but how often in life do you really feel like somebody's actually listening to you? Like, what a gift that is, right? To actually say, have somebody say, how are you doing? And you're like, actually, I just lost my job and I have the flu and I don't feel very good. Like, okay, I didn't just ask you that just so I could say, I'm doing great. I got a promotion and got engaged, right? You want to actually give people the gift of listening. So yeah, we all do that a little bit more, I think.
All right, number 32, connect with nature. Stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold. The cold thing, my brother's been trying to convince me to start taking cold showers.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be good for your circulation. It's supposed to be good for your energy levels and like all of this stuff as far as like adrenaline, and it gets you pumping. And so he's on this whole, I forgot who the person is that's telling him to do this. I'm not there yet, but I will say I was very, and granted our winter has not been that bad yet besides the week around Christmas, but I was a little nervous because at our old place taking Cliff, like we could just put him outside because we had a fenced in yard. Mm-hmm. And now we do not have that. So we actually have to take him for a walk. And it's nice. I was a little nervous about how it was going to be in the winter. And even when it's cold. I mean, I'm not doing it barefoot.
Exactly.
But, you know, I am spending more time outside, which, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that for you. I'm not going to do it. I don't like this one. I don't like it. I'm being honest. No, I don't want to stand outside barefoot. I'll give you barefoot on a beach. Or I'll give you a sandal. I'm not walking outside barefoot. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
But you're not anti-outdoors. You're pro-nature.
Oh, no. It's pro, not anti-nature. Yeah, no, I'm pro-nature for sure. Absolutely. I just stand outside barefoot. And to your brother Ben's advice, I think like if you have a shower, like when you clean yourself, nice hot water, soap, fine. And you can do like 15 to 30 seconds at the end for like the cold thing to give you energy or whatever. That's fine, but anything more than that feels a little.
He says 60 seconds.
That seems like an eternity. But yeah, he can walk outside barefoot and take a cold shower. I think this one's asking too much out of me.
There's 99 other things I can do on this list. All right. Speaking of which, number 33 is join your local library and use it. I like that. Go Milwaukee Public Library.
It's great.
It's great. Got to start using it more and stopping by. It also, it's just such a beautiful building. Are you a member at your local library in Denver?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a member, but I've gone. Yeah, and it's nice. They have some nice ones here. I just think some of them are a little hit and miss. Some of them feel like a hangout. I like to go to places if I want to read or work that's actually quiet, you know? And sometimes I feel like people are hanging out in there, you know, or just kind of like milling around. They've got nowhere else to be. So I think you got to like join like one of your city's libraries, maybe the one closest to you is not the best one, but yeah, I think if it's quiet, yeah, go. But otherwise, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people are just talking and on their phones and stuff, and I'm easily distracted enough on my own. I don't need that, you know?
All right. Fair enough. All right. Number 34, similar to 31, go for a walk without your phone.
Yeah. You love this?
I mean,
I love it.
I try. Jane's a big proponent of this, of just not having earphones in. Not listening to any music or podcast, just being, listening to whatever is happening outside.
That's great. Yeah.
It grounds you to nature. If you're always wearing headphones, if you're always listening to something, I think you're missing out on the birds and the squirrels and I don't know, whatever. I just think it's important to be where you are. And part of that is hearing what's going on around you.
100% agree. Don't you also just feel like, even in general, just like leaving your phone away from you for 30 minutes at all, right? It's so nice. We went to a movie this past weekend. We saw Avatar, actually, which is like more than 30 minutes. It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes long. And just like not having access to your phone, like it has to be off and away. It's such a relief, actually. It's so nice. So I'm with you, Jane. But no more phones on the walk.
All right, I feel like we can all get on board with number 35. Eat salted butter. Life's too short for unsalted. Down.
Yeah,
agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
Thank you, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unsalted is really just for baking. Is that right? You're supposed to use that for baking?
If you want to control the salt in the recipe. Yeah.
Right.
Meh. All right. Meh. 36. Stretch in the morning and maybe in the evening.
We'll add this to the list of things that is a great idea that I never do. You know,
I actually started doing this.
You do it in the morning, right?
I do it in the morning. And it's replaced actually breaking a sweat and going to the gym after the show like I should. But at least in the morning, I have like a little yoga routine, like 20-minute routine that I stretch and I do it. And it's been the days that I do it versus the days that I don't, I can tell a difference. And it also feels like I did something.
That's great. Will you remind me? Text me when you're doing it, because you're an hour ahead of me. Okay. So when you're doing it, text me, and then I'll do it too. I want to try it too. Okay. That sounds like a really healthy thing. I'm glad you're
doing
that.
It's not like a full workout. It's like cat, camel, maybe a little yoga great. One, warrior one.
Hello, sun,
child's pose. But, you know, it gets you like feeling, it's a reminder of how unflexible I actually am. All right, 37. If you're going less than a mile, walk or cycle, about half of cars' journeys are under 2 miles, yet these create more pollution than longer journeys as the engine isn't warmed up yet. That feels like a hard one to do in the winter in Wisconsin.
It depends. If I will walk to our little local grocery store, which is maybe 20 minutes, you know, which isn't terrible. But yeah, when it's 20 degrees...
When it's 20 degrees, and it's also, I mean, this also, you have to live in a place that is walkable.
Yeah.
So many of the suburbs, I mean, even Milwaukee itself now, I think there's a, unless you live in like Tosa Village or, cause like even downtown, like I think we have a corner market that we can walk to, but I feel like walking to the actual like Kroger's grocery store, certainly, it's more than a mile walking there and back, but then you got to carry all that stuff there and back. I feel like
Do you guys have bikes? You and Mike?
We have one bike that is very flat. That we have to pull. All right, we got to get through these because we got 3 left and 2 minutes left before break. All right, sleep with your phone in a different room and buy an alarm clock. I've been trying 100%. To do this, but you got to do it. I know. It's more that I fall asleep on my phone scrolling through things stupidly instead of reading a book. But this is something that I've been trying to do, and then have my Apple Watch be my alarm clock.
You don't have an alarm clock?
We have one, but I feel like my watch is... How the watch wakes you up is actually very nice, because it's a little... It's not as jarring. It's like slightly vibrates and like brings you out of your REM cycle into being like, oh, it is time to wake up, versus the like... The poor alarm that I have my phone right now for both my timer and my alarm, which is a doorbell, which Cliff loves, I have to tell her.
That's funny. That's so good.
All right. Number 39, send postcards from your holidays. Send them even if you're not on holiday.
I think this is a nice one. Who doesn't like getting a postcard? I like getting them. I like sending them. It's great.
Something in the mail besides bills. All right. And then number 40, instead of buying new shoes, get old shoes resold and buy new laces.
We just did this. We just sent our shoes to a cobbler, like that. You send them in the mail to them and they send them back to you and they came back brand new.
This is like a service. Like it wasn't like a local cobbler. I love that word. It feels so old timey.
Cobbler. What was the name of the service afterwards. I will find out for you and we can tell the listeners what it is. But like the name cobbler is like in the title. I'll send it to you and they look honestly brand new. Because if you fall in love with a pair of shoes, it's so hard to get rid of them, right? You know?
Well, especially nice shoes. Like shoes that are like
$100,
$200 that you're like, these are I like these shoes a lot. All right. Well, that will do it for 10 ideas of easy ways to improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we will continue doing those tomorrow and for the rest of the month. But when we come back, Dr. Mike will still be here. If you have any questions for the doctor, let us know, 844-967-2789, either about your life or your lineup. But for now, we're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. For News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Rihanna, let's get it. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry. This is the segment we like to call Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, where Dr. Michael McCutcheon answers your questions about fitness, love, career, but also answers questions about fantasy football and making bets on FanDuel and DraftKings. We have a question.
We do. Text her from the 608 at 844-967-2789. For Dr. Mike, I'm heading to Vegas this weekend. Want your thoughts as what's easier to bet this weekend, prop bets or individual player stats, point spreads, or over under?
Ooh, you know, I kind of like the player stuff, you know, the prop bets, you know, who's going to get how many yards, who's going to get, you know, how many touchdowns. I think that's going to be easier to do. I mean, the playoffs are always a time where anything goes, right? So like a lot of these games are Minnesota supposed to win by 3 or Dallas is supposed to win by 2. That's so close, right? Where you can, you know, you can miss on either side of that really easily, but you, like, you know, you have a hunch like, Mahomes is going to show out, right, and be fantastic, and Brady's probably going to be great, and Jamar Chase and people are going to be great. So I would go with player bets, prop bets, yards, touchdowns, fun things like that. And I think we'll get to that a little bit later with some of these questions that were already asked as far as like what to bet on. So we've got some fun ones for you. So keep listening.
There will be no Packers, though. You were wrong.
I almost said, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know.
How many did you end up getting wrong for the Packers?
About the Packers?
I think you got one right all season.
That's actually generous of you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think next year it should be, I tell you what to do on all these other things and what I tell you to do on the Packers. I'm not even kidding. Genuinely do the opposite of what I say for the Packers. Truly.
Do you, because everyone obviously in this state is talking about it, do you have a feeling if that was the last time we're seeing Aaron Rodgers as a Packer, as he walked off with Randall Cobb?
I just don't understand how he could. I feel like, I know he's got a lot of money, but 1 year to play with a good team that's only going to get better. He had young receivers. They're only going to get better, to make somewhere between $50 and $60 million, depending on how you carve it up. And he's already his place. Sure. I mean, could he go someplace like the Bay Area where he used to be and go play for the Niners? Yeah, but can they afford $55 million for him? Like, do they have that much room in their budget? I don't know if they do. I just, I, I, again, bet the opposite, everybody, but I do think he's probably coming back. Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Well, because we only have a couple minutes left, we'll just stick with football. So without my league is over, I got second, which is not bad considering that I didn't even make the playoffs last year. And so we have not, the texter has been pretty quiet as far as, I'm not sure how many people were paying attention, but I was happy. I was happy with where I ended. Thank you for all of your help. And now I don't know who,
you might have come in first if Michael Sampson had minded his own business for a few weeks and gotten out of our way. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Let's blame him. Let's blame him.
That's right.
But also, so now that we'll get to some bets to take, but who are you cheering for in the playoffs now? I mean, I don't even know how to decide who I'm cheering for now that the Packers aren't in there.
As one of our mutual contacts would say, we're just hoping that everybody has a really good time and they have a lot of fun and nobody gets hurt doing it. Honestly, in the NFC, I'm kind of rooting for San Francisco. You and I used to live there. They're a really fun team. They're great. I don't know why, I've just always loved Jalen Hurts. He's the quarterback for the Eagles. He was the quarterback for Alabama. And he's always been he's back. Okay. Yeah, he played last week. He won. But they have this whole week off because they're the number one seed. It's even more time to get healthy. I just root for Jalen Hurts. So I'll have a hard time if they're down there in the final four, I'll have a hard time rooting against him because I just really, really love that guy. He's great. So them there and then AFC, God, I don't know. Bills or Bengals, I guess.
Bills, no. I feel like, have now become like the America's team. Favorite. I know.
Yeah.
Between it's Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute, and he's so lovable. I really love that team. After Damar Hamlin is
out of the
hospital, he's at home. Yeah. But it's hard not to be emotionally attached to them now. But all right, so the playoffs are here, and this is a super wild card weekend. So what's the best bet to make this weekend? If someone is new to gambling online, what's the best bet you think is the safest of them all? Not that, and no bet is actually safe.
Kristen, no, yeah, that's right. Disclaimer, no bet is actually safe. That's why they say betting. Kristen's got a husband named Mike, but she has a boyfriend named Josh Allen. And I would bet on Josh Allen if I were you. I really assumed that his over-under for touchdown would be 2.5, meaning, as we learned this year, right, Kristen? That means he's got to throw more than 3 in order for it to win. It's only 1.5. So if he throws 2 or more touchdowns against the Dolphins, who are going to be a hot mess, they don't have their starting quarterback, Tua. They don't have their backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. They're going with a third string quarterback who's a rookie. So I just think the Bills are going to have the ball all game long. I don't think the Dolphins are going to have the ball. So there is a bet on DraftKings. If Josh Allen throws over 1.5 touchdowns, which means 2 or more touchdowns, it's plus 155, meaning if you bet $100, you don't win $100. You win $155. Or if you bet $10, you win $15.50. That's a great bet. As my friend AJ likes to say, hammer the over on that to hit over 1.5 touchdowns, Josh Allen to make 155.
All right. There you go. Heard it here first. All right. Next question. What about a fun bet? One that's off the beaten path. What is something people can bet on if they want to be creative with how to win free money? I like how you keep calling it free money.
And you got to make it quick.
We got to make it quick. Okay.
Okay. Bet on, have some fun. Bet on Tom Brady to beat the Cowboys. Monday Night Football. If you bet on them straight up, then you win $120 for $100 or $12 for $10. So bet on the Bucks to beat the Cowboys. And Tom Brady keeps it alive.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. We'll see you next week, Dr. Mike. Stick around. The beer baron, Chris Drosner, is here next for some beer news in Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So why don't you save us all some time and give up now? She's back.
The Shaw 101 FM. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office made a significant drug bust as a result of a traffic stop in southern Marathon County. Deputies tried to stop a vehicle on January 6th for a traffic offense, but the driver, Jacob Gould, ignored them and tried to get away. Officers pursued the vehicle and then continued in a foot chase when Gould got out of his vehicle and ran. He was arrested and taken into custody. Investigators then executed a search warrant at Gould's house in the village of Weston and found fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and a gun. He was booked into the Marathon County Jail for possession with intent to distribute and possession of a firearm as a felon, among other charges. A federal grand jury has accused Vesper man John Angereden, age 55, with possession of methamphetamine and cocaine with intent to distribute, among other charges. Two other men from Fitchburg and Milwaukee were also part of the same grand jury indictments and were arrested as part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods program. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 34, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times, tonight, lows around 20, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 27, tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Listen to the whole show, listen to the parts that you want to listen to, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find podcasts. And returning champ back again to give us some updates and stories about beer across Wisconsin. Chris Drosner is here, who is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also the columnist of The Beer Baron, which he writes for Wisconsin State Journal. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
So, what have we missed since I think we talked before Christmas? But what have we missed as far as, or what's new in the beer world?
Well, we, you know, we always kind of, we talk a lot about openings and, like all the new breweries, but it's kind of, we kind of got a bummer of a story this time. So kind of, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, is that if you love something, make sure you support it. And I'm not sure exactly if this is the situation here, but we lost a brewery in the Milwaukee area last week. It was West Allian Brewing in West Dallas closed. And this was the first brewery in West Dallas, which is a kind of an industrial suburb of Milwaukee. And it's a very small brewery. I mean, this is, you know, like this brewery is kind of the epitome of like what the breweries that are driving the, that are continuing to drive the brewery boom of the last several years is a neighborhood place. They make their own beer, but you know, I think it, it kind of the function of this place is as much a gathering place and a meeting place for the neighborhood, for the community, that as much as it is like a place where you're, you know, you're going for a great beer, you know? And, it had a 5-year run, opened in 2017, which was a time when, there were like maybe 10 breweries that opened in the Milwaukee area in it, that year. So there was a lot going on here. And you know, brewery people, I think, don't really like to talk about competition a whole lot, but, you know, West Allis, this was the first craft brewery in West Allis in 2017, but, two opened, this year and another opened, I think in 2020. So, and one of them was really big, Oak Brewing in, just up the street is like really big.
Close?
Yeah, well, yeah, actually not too far away. Almost, most of the breweries are kind of on the east side of West Dallas. So, and you know, Ope is like a big brewery that has, packaging capabilities and, you know, so I think that's geared to be a little bit different kind of operation, but it also has a really awesome tap room that's really great to be in. And, you know, West Allian had a nice tap room, super nice people. Kim and Eric Dorfner were the owners, and you know, I had a night there once. It was a friend of mine and a friend of mine and myself were at a bar called the Drunk Uncle. And anybody who knows,
I know Drunk Uncle.
Yeah, anybody in the Milwaukee area, you probably know about the Drunk Uncle and what happens there. The owner Neil was talking to us, and he's like, you guys haven't been over to West Allen. We're going right now. So we just walked.
He just leaves his bar.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. And they gave us a tour of the brewery as such. This is pretty small. They had this dog. Oh my God. She's so sweet. Her name's Alice, like at West Allis. Amazing. Really nice folks. And so, you know, I think, that's the kind, I mean, obviously that was a different kind of thing because, you know, of my, like, you know, as a beer journalist, you see things that you get access to things that not everybody does, but I do think that that's kind of representative of what they were about. They were about like special being
community,
good neighbors,
yeah,
and being friendly and, you know, engaging the community. So, it's kind of a bummer, you know. I don't think their beer was awesome. They were really known for their candy corn beer. They made a beer with candy, like a cream ale, I think, with candy corn. Ugh. You know, for Halloween, and they had a few other kind of goofball beers like that. You know, I had a friend who ranked all 40 of the Milwaukee area breweries at the time. I think this was like last year sometime. And he ranked West Allian dead last out of 40 breweries. So, I mean, it's not, you know, I don't think they were known for spectacular beer. But it kind of doesn't really matter in my like, you know, the way that they were serving the community wasn't about making amazing IPAs and that kind of stuff. It was about connecting and giving place of people to gather and have a beer to talk about, you know, more so than just, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got to try this. I'm going to tell all my friends about it kind of thing.
And what is, in your experience of, you know, you've been doing the Beer Baron column for 11 years now?
Yes.
11 years. And so you know a thing or two about the breweries that have come and gone. So is there a balance between, for ones that survive and succeed, the balance between how good the beer is, what the vibe is at the actual tap room, how good the marketing is? Like, is there something, like, is there a pattern that you see, or is it kind of, you can get away if you do one of those three good, you can be successful?
Yeah, I think those are probably the three things that are the biggest factors. And I'll say, like, you know, we haven't had a lot of closures, so it's hard to say, you know, I mean, if the beer is just terrible, you know, like, that's going to be a problem. If the branding is just not, like, good, you know, it's that can be a problem. And if the space isn't good, that's especially going to be a problem. But I think that if you can pull off one of those three, and, you know, is kind of the bare minimum. There's also the factor factors that we don't see, like how well the business is actually run. You know, like how well capitalized they are, you know, the access, the stuff that's kind of invisible that affects all businesses that aren't necessarily coming through in the, like, say, the taproom experience, or, you know, the actual beer or anything like that. So it's some combination of those three that can guarantee success. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking to Chris Drosner, who's the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. And speaking of magazines, tell me about Milmag Beer.
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting. We actually had our launch party for it last night. It's called Page Turner Pilsner, and it's made by Eagle Park, which is a brewery based in Muskego. And we had the launch party last night at the their Eastside Milwaukee tap room. And it is so cool. It's for our 40th anniversary. And
so was this your idea?
It's just been such an awesome
partner
experience
with them and to have a Milwaukee Magazine beer. I'm guessing it had to be you.
Yeah. Yes. I'll take credit for it. Yes. Kind of. I mean, when it was actually okay. So the real idea was actually from our editor in chief, Carol Nixon. And but as soon as she said it, I'm like, oh my God, why did I not think of that? I was so embarrassed that it wasn't my idea. But yeah, the Eagle Park was the first brewery that we asked, and they were super great to work with. You know, it's a Pilsner. So we wanted to do something kind of traditional, but give it kind of a modern spin. You know, we thought that was a good kind of metaphor for what we do as a magazine. And so this is a kind of a classic German Pilsner with the kind of the twist is they used a hop variety called Ella in them, which is a it's an Australian variety that has a little bit of it's kind of a floral spicy note that's kind of familiar, that, you know, that would be in characteristic, I guess, of a German Pilsner. But it also has some of these kind of citrus grapefruit aspects too that's not typical in a Pils. So you know, it's great, and I drank quite a few of them last night, and it's exciting. This is not just like you go to Eagle Park and have the Milmag beer. This will be in cans, in, you know, like at Sendix and all your, you know, kind of classic, you know, your standard bottle shops all around the country or all around the metro area.
Is it going to be limited edition very for like Page a limited time there only though? Or is it going to be like, yeah, in perpetuity, it's gonna, as long as it sells well, we're going to sell this thing?
I don't think so. This is going to be a one-off batch. So once it's out, if you want to get it, then you should. You don't wait for the second purchase, because it'll be hitting stores next week, and then maybe a week or two, or depends on how fast it goes, but this will be it.
Well, and also this ties in. I mean, you guys have had a big, I don't know if we want to say week, I guess, was it last week that the Milwaukee Public Museum story came out that has caused a lot of ripple, at least online, it's caused a lot of ripples as far as, because that was the interview, right? As far as the understanding of what's going to happen with the exhibit, the beloved exhibits.
Yes. So the story's in our January issue, and we published it digitally last week, I believe. And then Sunday night, Milwaukee Record posted a story about, MPM posted our story saying, you know, just onto their Facebook, and everybody, you know, people started reading the story, and there's a line in there where they say, none of the exhibits will be moving in their entirety to the new facility. And that's that the transition is kind of what the interview is about. It's a Q&A with two of the executives of the museum. And that line, that's not a direct quote, something like that.
But it was not the main part of your article. Not really. Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there, and we knew that was an interesting line, but it's just one line of many in the entire story. So, but that started getting a lot of attention. People were kind of freaking out about, like, kind of coming to terms with Streets of Old Milwaukee is not going to be in the new the new museum, at least in its present form. And they never said it was. They
made no promise.
All the messaging that MPM has done about the new thing is that things are going to be different, and there will be elements of old things, but not things in their entirety. So it's kind of one of those things of, like, everybody kind of just realizing what they've been saying. But the Journal Sentinel did a story. Like, there have been all kinds of stories react on the reaction to this, to our story. So that's exciting. And then the other big one that we've had was, there was a, right after Christmas, we published a story, by Ellie Fishman, who's a freelance writer that we work with a lot, about, some pretty serious problems at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. She's been working on this for about 4 months, talking to current and former staff about the staffing shortages and what that's meant for surgeries, and some of the stuff is pretty concerning. And so that story, even during all this dust up about the museum and all the attention that story has been getting, that story is still our top trending story. Yeah.
And we'll link that to today's episode. So Chris is still going to be here when we come back. We're going to talk about how I'm doing with Dry January and some of the beers I should try and have tried. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story. because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
4 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As we wrap up today's show, Chris Drosner is still here, and he is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and pens the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. And when you were here last month, we talked about going into, for those of us who are doing Dry January, and I can now report that I have tried two different beers from Athletic Brewing Company for all out Extra Dark, which is very good. I don't know if you've tried that one. I'm very impressed.
I have not.
And then they're also their IPA, which is also good. I think I like the Extra Dark more. I did try, which is not a Wisconsin beer, but Lagunitas, their NA IPA, which I've been a fan of. But which other ones, now that we're not even quite halfway through the month, would you say I should try as I'm exploring these? Not any cheaper. They're really not any cheaper than normal beer.
No.
But it tricks your brain a little bit enough that I'm managing through this Dry January.
So tell me about this Extra Dark. Is that like a stout style?
Yeah,
or...
it's a porter stout.
Okay.
So it's, okay. And it's, I mean, it's also what I was really impressed with. I think we talked about briefly, Guinness has an NA that tastes like Guinness, which I was wildly impressed with. But this one, I think that's why I like this one, because there's a lot of flavor while still being non-alcoholic.
Yeah. If that's the direction that you're looking at, you might want to check out, I actually mentioned this last month, but Untitled Art has, which is made in Wanakee, they have a full line of NA beers, and those follow in this kind of the footsteps of their regular beers, which are super, you know, super intense flavors, nothing subtle, lots of like pastry stouts. It's kind of pastry stouts and like super hazy IPAs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what they do in their regular beer space, and they have a bunch of that stuff in the NA space as well. So you can kind of try with like chocolate stouts, and they've got a really nice Italian Pilsner that I enjoyed quite a bit. I also neglected to mention last month that I mentioned Lakefront's River West Stein NA. They have two new NA beers that dropped, I think, in time for Dry January, and that's an NA version of another one of their longtime standards, Eastside Dark, which is like a Dunkel lager, dark lager. And then Extended Play IPA, which was Lakefront's session IPA back when that was a thing. And it was really good. It was great, great. I didn't love that style trend a whole lot, but Lakefront's Extended IPA or Extended Play IPA was one of the better entries in there. And they brought that back as a NA beer. So if you're looking for something a little hoppy, that's the way to go. And have you ever tried any of these hop waters?
I haven't yet.
They're pretty good. I haven't had a lot of them. I've had the Lagunitas one is good, but brewery called Fair State out of Minnesota has a bunch of, they have a whole series of them with featuring different hops. So it's, and you know, it's not like they're not bitter. It's just, you kind of get that kind of, aromatic, you know, citrusy and, you know, profile kind of transposed onto it. It's essentially like mineral water or, you know, like LaCroix, except you're using like, you know, the hop ingredient as the flavoring instead of like, you know, fruit stuff and, you know, that sort of
pummel mousse.
Chris, as a non, as a non-beer drinker, I have to say hop water sounds like hop backwash.
You don't want to try one?
It just does not sound appealing to me.
They're pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I think of it, you know, hops are super herbal and like, I mean, they're essentially like, they're little flower cones that are packed with all these weird things that do interesting things to beer. And of course make them bitter, but that's not, they don't really, you know, you can use them in ways that you don't get that bitterness. So this is kind of like this herbal citrusy, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can go with, depending on the variety of hop. And, so I don't know if that sounds like it's, I mean, if you don't like IPAs or like hoppy things, hoppy beers, then I wouldn't recommend it, but it's, you know, if you're looking for something different, they're a lot brighter and kind of more, I'd say probably more refreshing than kind of the standard NA beers.
So what's coming up on the show next week? Cause you guys have your beer podcast next week, right?
We do. We'll be covering, we'll be talking about West Allian and we've got a whole bunch of news. It's been a little bit, this winter is kind of a slow period for news. And I honestly do not mind catching my breath and having a few slow months, but yeah, Badger Beer Hour is, our monthly live stream. That'll be next Wednesday night at 8 PM. You can find it on my Twitter and, yeah, that's probably the easiest place to find it.
And your Twitter is WI Beer Baron.
WI Beer Baron, one R.
There you go.
Not like Baron County. Baron, like.
Baron, like a.
Like the lowest form of nobility.
All right. Well, anything else you want the people to know before we wrap up today's show?
I'm just going to put a plug in for the Milmag January issue. It has our redesign in it. So it's just a great issue. I was the editor on our 40th anniversary, feature, which brings in a whole bunch of different, like looking back at 40 years of magazines and picking out the most outrageous stuff to kind of bring back. It was super fun. And I think it's a great read. So,
all right. Pick it up at Index, pick it up at other local grocery stores, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm a subscriber, so I will get it in the mail. So I'm very excited to see it, but, thank you so much, Chris Dosner. We'll see you again next month when I will likely be drinking again, so we'll get back on that horse. But that'll about do it for us today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening to our show today. Thank you to everyone who texted or called in. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we're going to do it all again. And Jane, are you giving me the sign that...
I think we're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
We're done dancing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been As Goes Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
The
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild
lives. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.